With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump says Republicans are discussing changes to the Affordable Care Act in talks with the Democrats.
We are speaking with the Democrats, and some very good things could happen with respect to health care.
President Trump says the shutdown needs to end now.
Up till now, there hasn't been a great deal of pain. There could be a great deal of pain, but up till now, there hasn't been. I will say this, just hang in there, because I think a lot of good things are going to happen. That's all I can say.
Well, the Senate voted again Monday evening on dueling measures to fund the government and end the shutdown. The bills fell short of the 60 votes needed. Israel and Hamas are meeting for talks. Here's Sam Mednick.
After 2 years of devastating war in Gaza, there is some hope at a breakthrough. Israel and Hamas are in Egypt meeting with mediators to discuss U.S. President Donald Trump's plan. But there is still a lot of questions and uncertainty, and there is no clear way out. While Israel has clobbered its enemies in the Middle East, it hasn't achieved its war goals in Gaza. Hamas has been weakened, but it's not defeated, and there are still hostages that remain there. Hamas has said that it is willing to release the hostages, but it hasn't addressed the issue of disarmament, something that Israel has demanded.
Meteorologists say a tornado in North Dakota this summer has been upgraded now to the top of the scale EF5. June 20th twister killed three people. At its largest, was more than a mile wide when it touched down. National Weather Service says the twister had winds in excess of 210 miles per hour. Federal regulators approving the creation of the Texas Stock Exchange, likely to launch about 1 year from now. The Dallas, Texas-based exchange has the backing of a number of large investment firms. This is SRN News. A pro-life group plans to spend millions of dollars in a key 26th Senate race.
Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, said it's adding North Carolina to the list of U.S. Senate races it's targeting next year. The group is committed to spending $4.5 million in an effort to defeat Roy Cooper. He's a former Democratic governor who's running next year to replace retiring Republican Senator Tom Tillis. SBA previously announced it would put the same amount into each of the two other Senate races in Michigan and Georgia. George Williams reporting.
A woman who was inside a Michigan church when her father and three others were killed says she and the gunman locked eyes during the chaos, and she sensed his pain. In a Facebook post, Lisa Lewis says she was able to look into the gunman's soul and see his feeling of being lost. She says she instantly forgave him with her heart. This is SRN News. A couple of major regional banks are tying the knot. Here's Rich Thomason.
Fifth Third Bancorp is buying Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal. The buyout will create the ninth largest U.S. bank with roughly $288 billion in assets. Fifth Third says the combined company will have operations in the Southeast, Texas, and California, and will greatly solidify its position in the Midwest. It's anticipated that over half of Fifth Third's branches will be located in the Southeast, Texas, Arizona, and California by 2030. Rich Thomason, Washington.
AMD announcing a deal to supply its chips to OpenAI for building AI infrastructure. That agreement includes providing high-performance graphics chips for a total of six gigawatts of computing power for OpenAI's next-generation system. More details at srnnews.com.